Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning parak Ches Mishnah Dalet and parak Ches Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Hamemana imo acherim bechelko, that if a person who's already a member of a chabura registered on a carbon Pesach, he decides to register other people with him in order to share in his chelik, in order to share in his portion of the carbon Pesach, and he doesn't ask the permission from any of the other members of the group. What's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, Rasha'in b'nei chabura, litin lo es shelo. The other members of the chabura may insist on giving him his portion, v'hu ochal mishelo, v'hein ochlin mishelohen. And then he's going to eat from his chelek, from his portion of the Karban Pesach, along with his guests, with those people who he invited, and they're going to eat from their portions in a different place. That even though, generally speaking, you don't have the ability to kick out any other members of your chabura, but here, this other member decided to bring other guests, so you didn't want to be part of your chabura, so you can say, here, you take the whole amount, eat it with your guests, and we're going to take the rest to eat it amongst ourselves. Continuing now with Parak Ches, Mishnah Hey. Now, a person who is Tamei on Erev Pesach and is going to continue to be Tamei that night is not allowed to be part of the Karban Pesach, since he's not going to be able to eat from it that night. Our Mishnah, however, is going to teach that if a person who is Tamei on Erev Pesach is going to be Tahor by that night, he is going to be able to then join in the Karban Pesach that night, as long as his Tum is going to be gone by Tesach or Chavim, as long as his tum is going to be gone by the night. Says the Mishnah, Zav Shira Shtei Rios, if there's a Zav again who becomes Tamei, and he experienced two emissions, two little flows of liquid leave his body, he goes into the mikvah on the seventh day of his Tumah, and he becomes Tahor that night, Shochtin Alav Bashvi, certainly we may shech the Karban Pesach for him on the seventh day of his Tumah, because we know that that night is going to become Tahor, and it's going to be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. Ra'ash Shalosh, if he experienced three flows on the same day, or on three consecutive days, so that in addition to going into the mikvah on the seventh day, he's also going to have to bring various karbanos on the eighth day, before he's able to eat any sort of karbanos. Says the Mishnah, Shochtin alav bashmini shelo, you're allowed to shech the Karban Pesach on his behalf on Erev Pesach if it is his eighth day of his Tumah, because that night he's going to be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. However, as the Bartanura points out, he must at least deposit the money for his karbanos that he's going to have to bring as a zav in the Beis HaMikdash treasury that are going to be designated, so that we may be sure that his karbanos are going to be brought that day and his tumah is going to be fully gone by that night. Continuing now, as we discussed the halacha for a woman who experienced also different types of blood flows that make her tame, shomeres yom keneged yom, if there's a woman who observes a day, one day by another day, it's basically she experienced this abnormal blood flow for one day, she becomes tahor by going into the mikvah the next day and waiting until nightfall that night, shochetin aleha b'sheni shela, we may shech the Karban Pesach on her behalf on her second day, meaning on the day following her flow, rasa shnei yamim, if she experienced a bunch of flows on two consecutive days, in which case she purifies herself by going into the mikvah on the third day and waiting until the night. Then, shochetin aleha bashlishi, we may shech the Karban Pesach for her as well on the third day. The hazava, and when it comes to hazava, we must observe seven clean days and then bring karbanos on the eighth day. Says the Mishnah, shochetin aleha bashmini, we can shech the Karban Pesach on her behalf only on Erev Pesach that falls on the eighth day of her Tumah, and there too we say that she must deposit the money for her karbanos before we may shech the Karban Pesach on her behalf. But again, the general concept and principle is that as long, even if she's Tamei on Erev Pesach, if she's going to become Tohor by that night, by the time of the eating of the karban, because again, the Ikar, the main part of the Karban Pesach is eating it, as long as she'll be Tamei or he'll be Tamei by the eating of the Karban Pesach, then we assume that we can shecht it for her on Erev Pesach, even if she's Tamei then, because he or she are going to become Tohor for the eating of the karban. Have a great day.